Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. So we are getting so close to Thanksgiving, and we got to keep getting these recipes out so everybody gets inspired. And more importantly, you get untamed in the kitchen on the 22nd of this wonderful week coming up here. Now, very important to always remember this. Great food, great times, and great fun, they all are exactly what untamed cooking is all about. So there's no wrong way to do things, but if you want to be a little bit creative, there's no one's going to hold you to being one-minded here. I want you to be as creative as possible. But remember, for the best results on these specific recipes that I love to share, just follow the recipes. They're simple, they're easy, and they're amazing just like you. Here is my recipe for a Brussels sprouts salad. And yes, I did say that correctly. This is a Brussels sprout salad, and it is so, so good. You're going to love it. Let's get started. The very first thing I need to do in a medium-sized bowl is I'm going to add 3 cups of fried Brussels sprouts. Now remember, whenever you're frying Brussels sprouts, very important to remember, they are going to pop. So if you're doing this in a pot, on your stove, you always want to make sure that that oil is at 375 degrees, and we want to let them fry for about 30 to 40 seconds tops. I would say even 30 seconds is probably even better, because there's so much oil that's going to be entrapped inside of the Brussels sprout. They're going to keep cooking, and you want to make sure also to put these on some paper towels to drain all of the excess oil out of them. Now, this salad is supposed to be served at room temperature, but I want to make sure that when we're serving the salad, that the ingredients that are going on to this are cold. Now, this is important because I want the warm Brussels sprouts with the cold spinach, also with the cold bacon, Parmesan cheese, the aioli, of course, to all make a lot of sense together. And the only way that's going to work is if we serve it well, they're cold, but the Brussels sprouts are room temperature. So it's very simple. I take my 3 cups of Brussels sprouts. I'm going to add in there 1 cup of bacon. Now, I want to use fresh bacon. I don't like buying bacon bits out of a jar. So make your own bacon and then cut it up as small as you possibly can. There's no wrong way to do this as long as they're small. We're going to add to this 1/2 cup of real Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, 3 tablespoons of lemon aioli, which is what? It's mayonnaise, lemon juice, and garlic. We need a recipe for that. 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and 3 teaspoons of garlic. Salt and pepper. Toss it with your hands and just throw in some fresh spinach and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.